Welcome back to the latest episode of Alien, Chariot of the Gods, on How We Roll. When we last left our intrepid crew, the USS Montero, their ship that had been tethered to the Kronos, was in dire straits, and it was going to explode. And with only minutes to spare, John J. Wilson was able to detach the umbilical, and the Kronos was able to blast away with Leia at the helm. So, good job, Captain Leia. And you were able to make it to a safe distance as the Montero went nuclear and exploded. In the aftermath, as the Kronos crew has been awoken from hypersleep, Carl was moving around and went to check out the captain's quarters aboard the Kronos, where Carl encountered an alien creature, and a hand-to-hand combat ensued. Calling for help, Leia and Lyran rushed to the captain's quarters, but unfortunately were too late. As they arrived, there's just a dark hole in the ceiling where the alien has escaped with the body of Carl. So Carl Rai has been taken. Is he alive? Is he dead? Right now, we don't know. And John J. Wilson is meeting a new friend in Agent Clayton, a fellow Wayland suit who had been embedded with the Kronos crew. And so I think that's where we're going to bring our camera in as we zoom in on John J. Wilson and Agent Clayton and the rest of the Kronos crew, which include a Dr. Cooper, a medic by the name of Flynn, a woman who looks to be working in security by the name of Reed, and another officer by the name of Johns, as they have all awoken.
So is there actually anyone who's a designated captain?
Johns, Albert Johns, was the second in command, and he did note that the captain, may he rest in peace, perished on a Draconis 26 when they were on their original mission 70 some odd years ago.
Okay, well, that simplifies things. Right, well, as we're walking towards the bridge, I'll have a little private conversation with Clayton.
Well, Clayton is walking with you. Officer Johns is kind of behind but following, and Dr. Cooper is feeling unwell, and so he's kind of freaking out. And so Liam Flynn, the medic, said, hey, let's get you to the med bay. And so Valerie Reed is going to go with them. Johns is a little bit behind you, but he's not right with you.
So, yes, I'll say to Clayton, as you might have picked up, the situation on board is a little volatile, and I think we are going to have to work hard to make sure that Weyland-Yutani's goals are met here. I just want to make sure that I can rely on you to back me up if things become tense.
You can see Agent Clayton kind of looks at you, kind of gives you the side eye, and is kind of taking you in, you know, trying to get an assessment on you. And she, with a grim mouth, she kind of nods and says, what is the status? What's going on? As she draws one hand across the wall, still dripping with water as the ship is warming up and the air is getting warmer and all the condensation is now kind of sliding off the walls. She's kind of rubbing it between her hands, her fingers, and says, what's the status on the ship? Where are we?
The status is that the ship is still coming back online. We had a little incident with our own ship, the Montero, and sadly, it's no longer viable. So we are now entirely dependent upon the Kronos for not only the success of this endeavor, but also fundamentally for our survival.
the air compressors are thundering through the ship. She says, so the ship is working? It's operational again?
I believe so, yes. There were problems with the air filtration, but that's resolved now. The reactor core is up and working, life support is working, so I think we should be all right. The only problem is containment. The biological samples that you procured before...
Her head snaps towards you.
Don't all seem to be contained.
Fuck. Where are they?
That's a very good question. The problem at the moment is that we need to secure these samples. We need to make sure that they're kept safe. And I'm not entirely sure that I can rely upon my own crew to do what's right here. I can't really fault them for this. They're good people, but they do too often prioritize their own survival over Wen Yutani's goals. And in this particular case, we need to make sure that we do the right thing, not what appears to be personally advantageous. So I think I would like to be able to call upon your crew to help bring the situation back under control. But I need your input as my counterpart to know who we can consider to be sound.
She takes your arm above the elbow and pulls you in closer and says, we may be to only relying upon each other.
Well, then that's what we'll have to do. But at the very least, do you think that we can trust Johns when it comes to piloting the vessel and getting us to the next Weyland Yutani point?
She seems to consider that and nods slightly and says, he's malleable.
Good, good. Now, you'll have to refresh my memory. Where can we find the armory?
Past here, but yes, there's... If memory serves, there was an incident before we went into hypersleep.
Ah. Would there be any weapons there at all?
I doubt it now. We need to find those samples. I had them stored safely.
But if... we have a number of problems to deal with. One is obviously the containment of these samples, and that is a priority. But also we do need to arm ourselves. I feel that there is a problem brewing within my own crew, one of insubordination that may need to be resolved decisively soon. And I would just like to make sure that I have the tools at my disposal that I need in order to bring the situation to an adequate resolution.
I have a backup plan. If we could just find those samples, and as she pulls you in to try and give you a conspiratorial whisper, her thought process is broken as you all hear, and this is throughout the entire ship, some sort of screech that is inhuman and echoing through the air vents and bouncing around the walls to where it's non-directional. It just seems like it's all around you, but it sends a shiver down everyone's spine. Everyone, increase your stress by one.
Nope. That is a good question. I obviously don't get stress.
Nope. You
it,
do not.
It hinders me in that I can never go above a certain number of dice, but I guess it also means that I can never panic. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so just stand there going, well, this is fine, and everything's on fire around me.
Exactly.
Operational.
That meme is the epitome of what it's like to be an android, yes.
Excellent. Okay, fantastic.
This is fine.
I think as the scream subsides, Wilson just, I mean, he takes a deep breath and composes himself and then just puts that smile back on his face and looks towards Clayton and says, as I said, we have containment problems.
Oh boy. All right, let's move the camera. We're actually going to join Liam Flynn and Valerie and Dr. Cooper as they're heading down to B deck in order to go towards Med Lab.
Okay. I didn't have a voice prepared for Liam Flynn.
Welsh! Thank you, Welsh!
I challenge you to go American.
So, well, I could probably go American if I tried, but it's a Texas viral
Texan.
But so I did wonder, because at this point Wayland would have been a British company.
Sure.
This would have been a British ship.
He could be a chav.
Oh yeah, I could probably do that. I could do that if you want me to do that. I could absolutely do a fucking chav. I can do the chav like this anytime you want.
Yeah, be a chav. Yeah.
Amazing.
Oh god, the return of Jonesy.
Return of Jonesy. Liam with a one. And a four. Well then, yeah, so Liam. Fuck this crowd.
This is your fault, Kat. This is your
right
fault.
There. Oh, wait, I can probably do this. I'll try and pull it out.
I regret nothing.
Fuck. So Liam is a small, weaselly man dressed in his jumpsuit, which is covered in sweat stains. He has a small, brushy moustache under his nose, which he obviously kind of imagines to be suave, but does the absolute opposite effect. It looks like he's sort of drunk hot chocolate, but not wiped his mouth away. He's balding and he sort of looks around him, always trying to sort of see what round corners, staring in shadows. And he's carrying Cooper, but struggling under his weight. All right, Security Officer Reed, do you reckon we're safe moving around here? Do you reckon any of these like bloodbursters going to be around? What do you think that scream was?
Oh, how the hell can I know? This is all you science dudes' faults.
It's nothing to do with me. I've been trying to help. I've been working with the others on the Draconis strain. And, well, we need to get somewhere safe quick. Have you got a weapon? Have you got a gun?
I need to get to the armory.
We're going the wrong bloody way. The enemy's back that way.
Well, let's just get taken care of Doc here.
Right, Coop. Coop, you're all right, yeah? You're not struggling. Like, it's just stress and stuff. Maybe we go to the armory first. There's probably nothing in the Med Lab that he really needs, is that right?
So you and Reed are both hoisting up Cooper as you're bringing him out. And Cooper looks at you and says, I'm fine. And then he coughs up blood onto you.
Oh, Jesus. Come on in, Coop. We need to get to Med Lab quick. Come on.
All right. You make it down to Med Lab.
Do we see them? Because we're by the office.
We are nearby.
Yeah, you guys can see them coming.
Once we hear them coming, can I quickly rifle through the drawers to see if there's like a jacket I can put on and some gloves to hide the fact that I've got this one arm that's just a completely different color to the rest of my body?
Yeah,
wait,
absolutely.
We're in the captain's room right now, aren't we? Not the med lab.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm like, I'll put on like a jacket and just shove some gloves on, like the leather
and a
gloves.
Cool hat.
And a cool hat, yeah.
Can Leo also accessorize? No, I think they're still in there too, aren't they?
being in the captain's quarters, there is a flight jacket that you can pull on and an incredibly stylish trucker cap that has USS Kronos badging on the face of the cap.
Excellent. And I'll shove the leather gloves on that probably like the captain's gloves or something that they use to work with the vehicles down below. And I'll just look at Leo and go, you understand that we need to be quiet about this.
I understand. You look great, by the way. Love it. Swish.
Thank you. I have never been complimented for my appearance before. I am uncertain how to react to this.
Well, thank you's fine.
I'm going to just put my hand on your shoulder and pat it very slowly. And then I'm going to look at Leia and say to them, what do you want to do about Carl before they come around that corner, whoever they are?
Oh, God. I don't know. I don't know where he's gone. I don't know what's happened to him. I don't know.
How big is this vent?
It's a pretty good size hole, and you can see that the air vent is big enough for a human to crawl through.
Okay, I'll look at Leia and then I'll say to them, you distract them and I'll go after him.
All right, if you're sure, I'm running into whoever's coming through now. All right?
I'll let you know what I find on the comms. Just you and me, yeah?
Okay, brilliant.
And I'll hoist myself up into the vent.
All right.
I'm probably going to die very quickly doing this, but YOLO.
It's for Carl. Do it for Carl.
It's like that Simpsons meme with do it for her, but it's do it for Carl. It's all pictures of Carl Rye.
Lyran secretly has a shrine.
Nice.
Pretty sure he's going to be all right. He's just going to be, you know, hanging out with the alien guy, making friends.
Justice for Carl.
All right, so Leia, you are going to see what the ruckus is that's going on near Medlab?
Yeah, going to go have a little chin wag.
Does it sound like human voices and things like that and general human noises?
Yes, you hear voices. Okay. Voices you don't recognize. So you hear the voice of strangers down the hallway.
Well, at least it's not an inhuman screech. Day's looking up.
And they're going to head along and have a see who's there. They're thinking it's probably going to be old crew and are quite keen to intercept them.
All right, Coop, we're nearly there now. It's not far. Right, you know what I'm going to have to do to try and help you. You know, don't you? Come on.
And as you guys are getting towards the door to Medlab and the door's about to swish open, a person is coming from, north, right? You know, from the direction of the captain's quarters, but they're walking towards you. And security chief Valerie says, hey, who are you?
Yeah, that's right. Who the fuck are yous?
Hello, everyone. I'm Leia Davis. I am the current interim captain of the USCSS Kronos. Who might you be?
The captain of what?
And Valerie says, jeez, just whatever. Let's get him in here. Come on. And Valerie smashes the cycle button for the med lab door as it swishes open, and she's bodily dragging Dr. Cooper in. Valerie is easily doing 90% of the work to carry Dr. Cooper.
Liam's initially going to run over to, I guess, any of the sort of medical cupboards and throw them open, looking for the derivative of the 26 Draconis strain.
Okay. The place is an absolute wreck. It looks like the ship has been shaking or something, and so everything has toppled over and fallen down. So everything's just an absolute mess in your cabinet, in your cabinetry.
Just moves an android head out the way.
What the fuck has been going on in here? Is this anything to do with you?
Why don't you give me an observation roll as you do this, please?
Leia's thinking to themselves, I might rifle through the drawers, but I didn't do most of the damage.
Oh, he's quite good at observation. That's two successes.
Very good. So you find exactly what you are looking for, and it's a black syringe, and there's something a little sparkly inside that inky fluid.
All right, Coop. You know what this is, right? This is going to help you. Before I give it you, is there anything? And you'll lean down and kind of like whisper in his ear, is there anything you want to tell me about what happened?
Dr. Cooper, one eyeball, rolls up and looks at you, and he is beginning to shake. Valerie Reed is holding on to him as best she can. Leia, you're in the doorway of the threshold, also able to see this, as blood begins to seep from his ears and nose, as his eyes roll over white, and he begins to convulse and writhe. He's shaking so much that Reed lets go of him, and he falls to the floor. And as he lands on the floor, sitting up, he's holding onto his head, and one of his eyeballs pops out and launches across the room and Jesus. Bounces off of Liam's chest. And he begins screaming as he's holding on to his skull.
Oh, fuck, 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 we're too late. Fucking run!
You hear the sound of tendons and bones snapping inside of him as he's holding on to his head. And suddenly these hands emerge out of the hole where his eye was and begin pushing his skull apart. His head is splitting open as this creature covered in blood and gore is coming out. And you can hear Reed start yelling, "Kill it! Kill it! Kill it now!" as it is cracking and pushing its way out of Dr. Cooper's skull.
Jesus fucking hell!
It's gonna get their gun and just start shooting at it.
So I need first Leia and Liam to each gain a stress and do an immediate panic roll, and then you can react.
So I got a 3 plus, I got 5.
Oh, you're fine.
Liam ain't that stressed, bruv.
You see this before?
2 plus 5. 7.
7. 7's not going to be terrible. You're also going to be basically fine. Just a little bit of something here. What is it? It's a nervous twitch, Leia. Your stress level and the stress level of all friendly PCs in short range, that includes you, Liam, are increased by 1.
Jesus fucking Christ! Oh my God!
And then just shoot at it wildly.
What the fuck are you doing? We're gonna get fucking out of here! And Liam's just gonna run. But he's not panicking, so he's gonna lock the door behind him.
With them in there!
No.
What the fuck?
Oh,
no. A dick!
Oh, maybe Wilson isn't gonna have to kill Leah after all.
Apparently not!
Okay, it's no longer justice for Carl. Justice for Leah!
Also, Leah doesn't know it yet, but we're looking into a little window of their future. Have fun!
All right, let me see here.
Hey, Valerie is down as Liam's rival. He is.
Oh, I see.
Ah, it's Valerie. It's all Valerie.
All right, let's get some initiative in here. So, Liam, your initiative is a 5. Leia, your initiative is a 9. Sorry, Valerie Reed, her initiative is a 2, and then we have our teeny tiny little Bloodburster, who is fast. So it has an initiative of a speed of 3. So it gets 3 cards. And it's a 3, a 1, and a 4. It is bloody fast.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, I'm glad right. I'm not in that room.
Starting at initiative 1, Bloodburster. And it is, it's attempting to escape. So with a snarl, the Bloodburster flees, moving 2 zones away in a single action into the nearest air duct if possible. As soon as the PCs lose line of sight, combat ends and stealth mode resumes after D6 turns.
No!
All right. Well, that was
just quick forget and easy. The bit about me locking the door, hey?
you were moving to lock the door, but just as you were doing that.
Wait, that would have happened on the outside of the door, so.
Right. You were moving towards the door to try and get out and lock it, but as you were doing that, this Bloodburster just like a lightning bolt dashed across the floor, and there was an air vent on the floor, which it just went straight through like tissue paper and has disappeared. And you can hear it just kind of the echoes of its tiny feet fading away, Doppler effect style.
We need to go to the fucking armory right now. Can't believe this hasn't got better in the last 70 years.
What the fuck just happened? Who are you? What is going on?
Right, 1, my name's Liam. 2, we're fucked. And 3, we're really doubly fucked after that thing just burst out of Coop's head.
Oh, sweetie, we're quadruply fucked. They're all over the ship already.
Shit. Are any of the skateboards still here?
No.
Shit. Where are we? Right, we're near Earth or somewhere.
No. There's nowhere. There's no one. It's just us. Gotta get this ship fucking somewhere and not die in the process. That's all we've got.
Right, so maybe, Reed, as I've been saying for the last fucking 5 minutes, let's get to the bloody armory.
Well, yeah, I can't think of any better ideas. Let's go to the armory. Right.
Could I look them up and down and see if Leah is showing any signs of infection?
Yes. Yeah. Why don't you give me a medical aid?
I'm shit hot at medical aid. 8 base dice.
Roll well.
3 stress dice. So I got 1 success, and then is that 2 panics?
So give me a panic roll. It's only 3 stress. You'll be fine.
Okay. That would be an 8.
Oh well, maybe not totally fine.
I love how I go into each scene wanting to do something and then just fucking explodes.
So, Leia, you notice that Liam is giving you an uncomfortably long stare as he's kind of looking you over up and down. And as he's doing so, he begins to develop a tremble. Liam, you begin to tremble uncontrollably. All of your skill rolls using agility will suffer a -2 modification until your panic stops. So your hands are shaking and you're having a tremble wash through you. Why are you having a tremble? You are noticing some discoloration in Leia's eyes that seem to be early indications of infection.
Leia just narrows her eyes. What? Why are you staring at me? Why?
Hate to be the bearer of bad news, right? But you see that thing that just burst out of Coop's head?
Yeah.
You're infected.
What?
You're fucking infected.
Well, you had a syringe, right? A thing.
We were working on a cure. Yeah.
Working on a cure? Oh, we've got one.
We've got a cure. Back on LV11113. We managed to put a cure together. It's not fully tested, but it works.
Whoa. Fucking do it then.
Right, you're gonna have to take your suit off.
I mean, damage is done, innit?
Yeah, and they're going to shuck off their suit. And do they? Is there any other sort of, like, signs now that they're kind of looking at their body that something's taken? Because I think there's something on my leg or something that I just thought, oh, it's just a little bruise, innit? Oh, it's fine. It's just shadow.
Yeah, you're seeing bruising that has almost like these black spidery veins kind of extending out from the bruising. And then remind me, was Carl wearing a pressure suit when he was captured?
He was.
So, Leia, as you're pulling off your pressure suit, the Montero crew, they were sharing communication channels and whatnot with each other, you know, just to kind of keep track of each other. And as you're pulling off the suit, especially the computer console portion that's on the chest plate, as you're pulling that off, you notice a readout on it that is showing life signs for Carl that, while low and weak, are not terminated. Carl is alive.
I think I had a Kronos suit on. I had to change my suit because it was ripped.
You, like, changed the frequency, though, to rematch cool. with everyone so you could right. communicate and have that info. So, yeah, you're able to see, just as you're taking off your suit, that Carl has a life sign.
Oh, fuck. I'm sorry, I know this is really urgent, but something even more urgent has come up. Lyran, are you there? Lyran!
I'm currently in a pipe, Captain. It's rather dark in here. How may I be of assistance?
I've got life signs for Carl. Have you read anything?
I haven't really been paying too much attention. I've been watching my back for anything that might try to eat it.
Well, he's alive. Keep going. Let me know.
Ah, that's fantastic news. I'll see if I can find him and not kill him. I mean, bring him back alive.
Boy, don't kill him. We need him.
Oh, I'm not going to... A little error in communication, Captain. My voice box was damaged earlier.
All right. See you later. one of those nasty things snatched our colleague Carl, and Lyran, she's on the way looking for him.
If one of those things have snatched him, he's fucking dead, or you wish he was.
He's not dead yet. There's hope.
You're right.
And because I want to try and get Lyran in during this episode, I'm going to move camera as we're crawling through the air duct with Lyran.
This is a fun experience.
So you're not wearing a pressure suit, right? You've just got regular work clothes, plus you've pulled on the captain's jacket, yeah, the flight jacket, and the gloves, and the trucker hat and everything.
Yeah.
All right.
As Lyran is kind of army crawling their way through the pipe, their eyes are glowing a slightly weird kind of yellow color.
Nice. Okay. Give me a mobility roll, please.
Okay. So mobility will be 6 agility. Ooh, 1 success.
All right. So you have noticed there are periodic smudges of some kind of secretion on the walls inside this air duct, and you're able to use it almost as a trail. So you're able to kind of follow air ducts and the pathway through it. You get to a junction where it looks like it descended and is following an air duct that's going down a level, at least one level. And because it's a vertical descent, you're going to need to make a hard mobility test, which will be mobility minus 2 dice.
Oh, good
to,
lord.
To descend.
Maybe being an android's not such a good idea. Before I do, though, if I'm a computer and I can analyze stuff, if I lick some of this goo off my fingers, will I be able to analyze what it's made of? Like, will I be able to tell what the chemical compounds are and keep that record stashed in my brain for future use?
I'll allow it.
Yeah, Lyran just dips their fingers into this goo, lifts it up, gives it a sniff, and then licks it and is like, interesting.
So I'll say with that type of analysis, you're going to have the same kind of data that as breaking the fourth dimensional wall that viewers who've watched the movie Alien, when Ash was doing his microscope analysis of a facehugger, and he was saying things like, oh, he's got amino peptides and, you know, silicon base this and that. That's the kind of data that you've collected.
Perfect. I shall store that for later use. And what was it? Hard mobility. So, ooh, only 4.
Yeah,
ooh.
So a mobility with minus 2 dice.
Okay, here we go. No successes.
Okay.
What a way to go,
just,
hey?
Just fall out of a pipe. This is the second time I've fallen.
We'll see you next week.
Right. So you are currently at level B, deck B, and so drop yourself into this pipe, and you're doing your best to maybe do like outward pressure to kind of control your descent. But unfortunately, both hand and foot caught some of that goo that's smeared on the walls, and it became frictionless for you. And in that instant, whew, you fell. And so you fell past deck C, and in an instant, your sharp eyesight was able to see that the slime went in deck C. So whatever the creature did, it crawled down and went to deck C. But you fell past that.
Yay!
And you continued on to the bottom of the air vent. And this is really just aluminum. As you smashed through the end of the air vent, it opened up and you ended up falling, tumbling through the air, and landed at the bottom of the vehicle bay. And the vehicle bay, which does have a door that can open up to space, the vehicle bay is just a shamble of there's like a loader vehicle and a few other like land-based wheel vehicles. So, you know, if this ship was to ever land on a planet, you know, you could open up the doors and drive these little vehicles out. Well, they're all tumbled and crashed because of previous hazards that have happened aboard the Cronus, but you end up kind of landing and crashing quite hard. So I'm going to have you take...
Oh, that new arm. I just prepared myself.
You lucked out. You only took 1 point of damage.
Oh, cool. Okay, maybe I land on something soft like a bunch of boxes. Does it look like anything's nesting down here? Or is it just more like a...
No. It's all darkness. You can see huge industrial-sized chains with giant hooks on the end of them. They're all kind of dangling from the ceilings. There's like a crane apparatus system. And the ceiling where you came through, there is a little bit of a low ceiling, but off to the side, the ceiling opens up as it's open from deck D to half of deck C, and you can see the gantry that's broken also that spans across that opening there. So yeah, you're in the main vehicle bay, but you fell in one of the corners.
Cool. I'll just very calmly dust myself off and then can I head just look around from side to side, like to the left, then to the right, and then look at the equipment shed and head for the equipment shed?
You can. Yeah, there's a like vehicle parts and storage, and yeah, you want to head over there?
Yeah, I want to open it up and see what's inside.
Tools.
Cool. Anything particularly heavy and large that I can carry?
There are several large and heavy tools. Yeah, there's things that are, you know, basically like a crowbar.
Be like a Seeks and Alte tool. Is
that the yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I'll grab something big and heavy like that. I know, like one of those big door locks or something like that that can just, I know will be a, I'll give it a swing to see how heavy it is, and then I'll kind of nod and head towards a ladder that will take me to deck C.
All right, there you go. So let's move the camera as you're reascending to get back up to deck C, and let's join Wilson, Agent Clayton, and also Mr. Johns.
It says nothing available in the armory. I do still have a bolt gun. I suppose that will have to do.
So Clayton says she doesn't remember what the state is. She thinks that it may have already been raided, just based on memories of what happened years ago before they went into storage, but maybe it couldn't hurt to look.
I suppose so. It is on the way, but frankly, no one's going to have restocked it in your absence. So I think at this stage, I'm more inclined to secure the bridge. We have a bolt gun. We'll make do with that. So let's just head straight for the bridge.
All right, let's go. As you make it to the bridge and the door cycles open, you can see that there's a couple of pilot stations, one of which is utterly destroyed. I think there's still a fire axe wedged into the console, but the other pilot station is lit and seems fully operational, but a lot of the other stations in here are pretty heavily damaged and not usable.
Well, Mr. Johns, what's your assessment? If I were to give you the coordinates at the nearest Weyland-Yutani facility, would you be able to plot in a course there and get us there ASAP?
So he seems nervous, but he looks around and assesses the console and the pilot station, and just kind of looks out the windows, because, you know, huge windows looking out into the black, and he's like, I don't recognize this star system. We could be months, maybe even years from Earth. Are we going as far as Earth? I don't know if we have enough cryotubes to support everyone.
Well, we'll deal with that problem if it comes up. But before then, let's just try to get us somewhere safe. Now, John, you're going to have to remind me. Do I know the rendezvous with the nearest Weyland-Yutani outpost that we're supposed to go to?
Initially, you wanted to go all the way back to Anchor Point, but honestly, you'll take anything that's close and is a well-established Weyland-Yutani outpost, and you're probably aware of one that is probably, you know, 3 months away at light speed.
All right. In which case, I'll relay that information to Johns and say, We'll be able to arrange to get to Earth afterwards. The first priority is just to get us somewhere safe. This outpost is much closer. Let me give you the coordinates. Lay on a course. We can be there in 3 months. And that's the best we're going to be able to do at this stage.
He lays in the coordinates, and according to the computer, it says that it's a lifeless moon that has been remote surveyed and is rich in certain minerals, but that's as much as the computer says for him. He goes, are you sure about this? This is a rock.
When we get there, we can give you a software update as well.
Okay. If you say so, sir. And I do. So he's already seeming to kind of subordinate himself, and he begins to punch in the coordinates.
There's just this little half smile on John's face as he turns away, as he's just thinking to himself, now why couldn't it be like that with Davis?
And you can even see that Clayton just kind of gives a silent nod, like approval. Yeah.
Yes, you've got them well trained, Clayton.
Let's go to the med lab.
Okay, so Leah's done the contact to Lyra and it says, right, now's the time. Jab me. Hold out their arm.
Right. Just prepare, this is gonna fucking hurt, right?
I don't give a shit. I've injected myself all kinds of stuff. Just do it.
Wait, I'm going to count to three. One, then I'm going to jab them.
All right, Leia, I need you to make a stamina test, please. With -2, it's a hard stamina test.
Oh, right.
You'll still get to roll a minimum of 1 die.
But it's -2, right?
It is -2. I'll give you 1 base die and all of your stress.
Sweet. Thanks, John. Thanks, Mother. Okay. No successes.
It's a burning fire as it's going into you. Roll a panic for me, please.
Can you push the roll? Oh no, there's a panic,
so no push.
No pushing. Oh, this could have gone better.
Oh, no. Not for my point of view.
So D6 plus 6.
I really hope you don't explode.
Yeah, if I do, I'm taking John with me.
That's just run down the ship like, I gotcha!
Okay, so that's 4 plus 6, so 10.
Yeah, so your body is just frozen by fear. Your stress level and the stress level of all friendly PCs in short range increase by 1.
Seven stress.
So Liam, as... I've
been playing this character for 40 minutes and I've got 4 stress.
Liam, as you're squishing the plunger down and you're watching some of the bruising with some of those, like, very fine, vein-like, black, spidery, extensions coming off of the bruise. The serum that you're giving them seems to react, and it almost kind of bursts with more. The bruise gets larger, and even more of those black, spidery veins are extending out from the bruise. They seem to be getting thicker and going longer up and down her arm, and it does not look good.
Right, I think I know what to do. Just stay there, right? Stay there. I'm going to walk over to the cupboard and I'm going to pull out some more of the serum.
What have you done? What have you done to me?
Like, as many vials as I can find.
I need everyone to, other than Leia, to take their headphones off for just a second, please.
Ooh. Ooh, I've not had one of these before. Fantastic.
Leia.
Give me the news, Doc. How bad is it?
So you feel that this something is moving within you, and you're now positive that, because Liam has gone, kind of behind you and is rummaging through things, and you're positive that he's going for some kind of blade, an axe, a machete. And you know beyond a shadow of a doubt, he wants to chop your arm off.
No.
You're convinced of that.
I won't let him.
All right, everybody, yeah. Hello, come back.
So Aaliyah turns around. Liam says, "Get away from me. I know what you're trying to do, you little shit. Don't fucking move." And they're at the door, like backing away towards the door with their gun pointed right out at Liam.
"I'm not trying to do anything. I'm just getting more of the stuff, right? Look, look." And he pulls his hand out of the cupboard holding one of the vials. "Look, one more, you see?"
Leah, there is a scalpel nearby.
"No, you can't fucking fool me. No one can fool me anymore."
All right, let run.
All right.
"Well, that probably could have gone better," he'll say to Valerie.
And Valerie's just like, "Jesus, you little shit." And after Leia has run away, Valerie storms out and is heading who knows where. That is, based on the time, we probably might want to call that one there.
All right, well, thanks everyone for listening. It has been an absolute pleasure, and thank you everyone at home for listening. Thank you everyone here for playing. I do apologize, it's going to take me a very, very long time to get out of this accent, which I'm sure my wife will thank you for, everyone. If you want to find more of the podcast, please head over to howwerollpodcast.com, where you can find all our episodes, or head over to patreon.com/howwerollpodcast, where not only can you find the next Alien episode, but you can find a whole load of other cool stuff and support the show and help us continue doing what we do. If you want to get in touch with the podcast, please do check us out on Twitter at HWR Podcast, or you can find me at Joe the GM. You can also find links to the podcast Discord there, which is very much the hub of our social media community. And we also have like a Facebook page, a Reddit page, and you can contact the podcast directly at howwerollpodcast@gmail.com. Scott, again, thank you so much for playing, and thank you for putting up with the return of Jonesy.
Jonesy isn't even in your top five most irritating accents, Joe, so you're fine.
That's what you mean Jonesy. I'm like, the cat?
Okay. Yeah, so Jonesy was a character I played on Ain't Slayed Nobody. We played Unland with Scott as GM, which was
fantastic.
A lot of fun.
You really need to listen to it if you haven't. It's so good.
And yeah, I played this character. And I can't stop talking in this accent, so Scott, please do take it.
But yes, thank you very much, Joe. If people want to chat with me, you can find me on the How We Roll Discord, where I am Murder Grandpa, because of course I am. You can find me on Twitter, where I'm S. Dorwood. Or alternatively, if you want to listen to some of the other podcasting stuff I do, there is always The Good Friends of Jackson Elias, where Paul Frick and Matt Sanderson and I talk about Call of Cthulhu, weird fiction, horror films, horror RPGs, horror everything. If it's horror, we'll talk about it at some stage.
And highly, highly recommended. Camille, again, thank you so much for joining us. I'm so glad that Leah has still survived.
Just about.
Got a bit sketchy there at one moment.
Yeah, having a cracking time as per. Thanks for having me on. If people want to get in touch with me, I am at Camille B on the old Discord. If you want to ask me a question about anything or just send me a meme, go ahead. I'm also on Twitter at Camille Brouard. I frequent that occasionally. On most places, if you know how to spell my name, you can probably find me somewhere.
I have put your Twitter in the show notes. So again, if anyone wants to check Camille out, it is there. Kat, thank you so much for joining us again. And congratulations on no longer being Catherine Jenkins.
Yeah, I have changed my name, which makes finding me a little bit more difficult. So, I've escaped you all.
Changed the easy part of your name.
That's true. So, yeah.
and this isn't just to escape. This isn't a tax.
No. This is just because I love someone and happened to marry them, which was a foolish thing, I know. So you can find me either at Catherine Edmonds on Twitch. So Catherine Edmonds Art. It's KATHRYNEDMONDS. I'm on the How We Roll Discord under the same name, and also on Instagram under the same name, so it's easy to find me that way if you can spell it. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure, thank you so much. And last but by no means least, thank you so much, John, for rampaging through the crew in this fantastic episode.
This was fun. Thank you for having me. If anyone wants to find where I'm at, I am on Facebook as John Hook. I'm on Discord as John Hook. And please, I invite everyone to listen to the podcast that I do, Modern Mythos, with Seth Skorkowski. He and I talk about GMing, player tips, and we like to talk about the Call of Cthulhu role-playing game. So how you can apply those skills to that game. So it's a lot of fun.
And again, highly, highly recommended. Again, thank you everyone for playing. Thank you everyone for listening. And yeah, we'll see you very soon.
Thanks.